guys, in this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to dive on into something kind of crazy. I am back on Instagram and getting more likes than I ever have before. So we're going to talk about how to get more likes on Instagram and how to enjoy the process of creating your Instagram content. If you're like me, that has always been a challenge, so I can't wait to share with you guys what I found that's working so well for me. But first things first, let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I'm super excited because, you know, several months ago, I made a decision to step away from Instagram, and I'm just going to share a little bit of why I made that decision, why I decided to come back, and how we've discovered to get more likes on Instagram, but it's kind of crazy and it's not what you would think. So first and foremost, I left Instagram several months ago and I literally thought that I was never going to go back. And part of the reason for that is because, you know, I would pay these agencies a lot of money to grow my Instagram. It wasn't the main place that I was focusing. And I guess I always had this belief that someone else could figure it out better than I could. For some reason, I just never felt like I was good enough for Instagram. And, you know, I took several months off. And then one day I just kind of had this like little gut feeling. It's time for you to do it your own way. It's time for you to post to Instagram and not care about what other people say. Now, I've got to be honest with you guys. I would love to say like I'm this machine or this robot that like doesn't care about what people say and like the comments that people leave, but I'm human. And especially once a month, I have emotional days where I just feel a little bit particularly vulnerable. And so, you know, I would get these comments on my Instagram all the time that were like, "You're calling yourself the queen of social media. You barely have any engagement. What a joke. You're a fake. Da 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 da. Look at all these fake followers." And it was just like, that's not even close to true. And you don't even know my story. But I let it get to me. And that was not okay. So I let it get to me. I took a few months off. And then I just had this feeling like, it's time for you to do Instagram your way. Forget what the comments say. Forget what anyone else thinks about it. There's someone who is on Instagram doing the exact same thing that you have, Rachel, where you're scrolling and seeing all these perfect, shiny people and photoshopped photos and these filters and all this craziness. And they need to see something real on here, and they need to hear something that's more and deeper than fake vulnerability. And I was like, oh my gosh, I need to get back on this platform. I need to show up, even if it's just for one person. And that means I have to say, forget what the engagement says, forget what the algorithm says, forget what analytics say. If one person is seeing my posts on Instagram, that means that it was worth it. So we made a decision as I jumped back onto Instagram to not care about likes anymore, to not care about engagement, to truly only care about getting my message out there and knowing that someone is seeing it. And I don't know who it is and I don't know who needs to hear it. Are you guys ready for this? Because this is going to blow your mind. Once we decided to stop caring about likes, we started getting some of the most engaged posts we've ever had organically. This was mind-blowing to me. And to be honest with you guys, there's part of me that can't explain it, but there's part of me that can. So part of me is like, you mean to tell me the less I cared about engagement, the more engagement naturally came to me? And so that's the part of me that's kind of confused, but the part of me that says like, oh my gosh, this makes so much sense, is once I stopped truthfully caring what anyone else thinks about what I'm posting on Instagram, about the messages from my heart, once I stopped listening to the so-called experts and trying to post what they think I need to post, but instead posting my heart and sharing the message that I wake up each morning knowing someone needs to hear, that is when we started seeing more likes. And so it's really interesting because we don't necessarily plan these out. I'm posting them, you know, a couple times a week. I think I'm at 4 or 5 times a week right now. And my main goal with that is just to listen to the gut feeling of what people need to hear. And one of the ways that I get that get really engaged with content on Instagram is actually to scroll through my LinkedIn feed and see, like, what are people talking about here? Are people talking about burnout? Are people talking about their first big failure? And then all of a sudden, like, a story will bubble up in me from the past. And then I tell the story. And the key is I'm telling the good, the bad, the ugly. For the first time ever, I am literally not caring if someone is offended by the fact that I think bathroom humor is hilarious, or that I talk about diapers, or that I talk about everything that can go wrong. I'm tired of making my stories look pretty in the parts that were never meant to be pretty, the parts that are ugly and gross and scary and all of that. So I started just putting out these posts, and I was like, I'm not going to worry about what the engagement looks like. All I need to do is know that if I was given a message that day that I need to share, there's someone that needs to hear it. And so I didn't do anything crazy like some over-the-top $1.80 engagement strategy. I didn't do some crazy hashtag strategy. What I started doing was really and truly putting my heart into each post. And, you know, I have to shout out someone. If you guys know him, make sure you take a screenshot of this episode and share it on Instagram stories and tag him in this. Tyler McCall's talk at Social Media Marketing World really spoke to me. I was so glad I got to meet him because we've known each other, I think, for a couple of years now. And he basically, as an Instagram expert, one of the first I've ever heard share this, he said, it doesn't really matter what your engagement looks like. What matters is the relationships that you're building. And he was one of the first people I ever heard who wasn't caring more and more and more and more about the stats and the analytics. He was like, this is the truth of what matters behind Instagram. And he doesn't know this, but he really inspired me to put out a post that shares the good, the bad, the ugly, and who I am and what I stand for and what could make someone absolutely hate my guts or absolutely fall in love with me. And he very much so inspired me. And I was so grateful for that talk because it was the first time I felt like, okay, you're on the right track with Instagram, Rachel. Like this, that gut feeling you have that it's about you and the one person who needs to hear your message, it's spot on and we got to stick with it. And it's not always going to make sense, but someday someone's going to come up to you and say that one post that you put up there impacted my life. And I'm so glad that you posted it when most people wouldn't because it's not pretty. It's not sexy. It's not a highlight reel. And so I'm so grateful to Tyler for, I guess, kind of validating my theory on Instagram. And just today, this is so crazy. Let me actually pull it up while we're talking. I put up a post about like my smile and my smile makeover. So Tyler McCall is the one that really, really inspired me to not care at all what anyone thinks. He was the first Instagram expert I've ever heard say, like, who cares what people think about your engagement? Like, forget people. It was amazing. So I posted this photo, and normally in the past I'd get 100, maybe 200 likes per photo, which isn't great considering the number of followers we have, you know? And then occasionally we'd have a photo that would spike to like 300 or, you know, close to 300, sometimes even like an occasional almost 400. And then this one today, it just went up a few hours ago, and this one has 537 likes already and so many comments. And I'm just realizing this one here, if nothing else, this post today about my smile was for someone. And sure enough, you guys, this was what was mind-blowing. I got a message from someone, I won't reveal who it is. I got this message that said, I was worrying today about how I was going to figure out everything with like my smile and veneers. And I saw your message and it was like a sign that everything was going to be okay. And so while this photo has been really engaged with 537 likes, which just so you guys know is a lot for me, I was like, that's what it's about. I want you guys to really think about who that one person is that needs to hear each message each and every day. And it might be a different person each day. There might be one person who needs to hear your story about why you fell in love with your business. There might be someone the next day who needs to hear about what it's like to be a mom in business with balancing kids. The next day, it might be someone who needs to hear the story about what it's like raising special needs children. Like, your story is going to impact one person. So tell it to that one person. That has been all the game changer. And like I said, the weird thing is the moment I stopped caring about like growth and likes and engagement on Instagram is the moment it came, which is still one of the craziest concepts I've ever experienced. But I wanted to share this because I know someone needs to hear this message. They're feeling frustrated or left out in the cold when it comes to Instagram. I also put together an awesome video for you guys about how I'm growing my Instagram this year and how it's going to look different than it has in the past. In fact, as crazy as this sounds, this is just part one, because in part two, I'm going to talk about why I'm going to first and foremost remove a ton of followers this year before we grow in this new year. So I want to share that with you guys. If you head on over to rachelpeterson.com/podcast, you can find that video and several other resources for you. And I think it'll rock your world. But I hope that this serves you guys so well, because this feels like a real talk about Instagram, whereas everything else always feels like it's hidden behind like layers and veils and all of that. So I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye, guys.